Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on the show today is Urban Carmel. He's the lead writer at The Fat Pitch. And Urban, you just wrote a piece on the 4th this month, November 4th, and it's your macro update, which I very much enjoy reading every month that you release these because you give such a great comprehensive overview of what we're seeing in the economy in terms of wages, housing, and all the main sectors and components of the U.S. economy. So would you mind telling our listeners some of the key points, both the positives and negatives that we're seeing currently, the title of it being Wage Growth Accelerates, but Some Signs of Weakness Are Now Creeping In?
Yeah, we do look at this once a month. We basically run through a number of indicators, you know, ranging from employment to wages to consumption and housing. That's basically the sort of the menu of things that we're looking at. And you know, we've been doing this for, you know, going on about 3 years now. And the message is always pretty consistently the same. In other words, you know, the economy is, as I think we all know, driven primarily by the consumer, right? So consumption, private consumption is roughly 70% of the economy. So if you have a situation where employment is increasing, where wages are rising, you have the formula for expansion because more people working, making more money means that they have more money to spend. And the whole definition of an expanding economy is people spending more money, right? And that's primarily what GDP is made up of. So that has been the story month in and month out for, like I said, the last 3 years or so that we've been writing this piece. And that continues to be the overarching story. So over the last 12 months, for example, employment has grown by over 2 million. It's been roughly 200,000 new jobs per month after month over the last 12 months. And what was particularly good in the latest month of data was that compensation growth is starting to finally accelerate. It was almost 3% in October, and that is the highest rate of growth in the last 7 years. So that tells you that the labor market is tightening, that the relative level of unemployment is quite low, and employers are starting to have to pay up in order to get workers. So that's all good for consumption. People making more money is good for consumption. They can go out to dinner more. They can buy more groceries. They can buy durable goods. These are all good things. And I would add further data point, which is that there are household debt levels and the debt that households are carrying relative to, you know, points in the past are quite low. In fact, consumers have been deleveraging throughout most of this current expansion. So normally what you see is that consumer households pick up more debt relative to their income, relative to their assets, and that eventually reaches a point where they can't fund more consumption through more debt. And usually that's kind of a marking point for an end of a cycle. And what we have here instead is debt levels kind of staying at the low end and consumers having quite a bit of opportunity to increase their debt spending in the future, right? So if you can't spend through your income, through your wages, you can spend through your savings and pulling on debt. And we still seem to be in that part of the cycle where that's possible. So all of that is really good news, and that's reflected in, you know, things like retail sales, which reached a new all-time high in September, personal consumption, which was about 2.5% year over year in real terms in September. So all of that seems to be confirmed by that sort of paradigm. What are the watchouts? I would say there are a couple of things that are starting to come out in the data that we just need to keep an eye on. None of these things are signs for panic, but they are things that we need to watch out for. Firstly, while employment growth continues to be positive, it is, I think, noteworthy that the rate of growth is starting to fall. So, you know, a couple of months ago or last year, we were looking at 2% annual growth. It's getting closer to 1.5% annual growth. That's still growth, and that's still good. But what you do see as the cycle kind of matures is that employment growth starts to flatten. So if you imagine the curve rising and then kind of getting towards the top before it starts to decline, it obviously flattens first. So when you see deceleration like we're seeing, that is a sign that we're reaching kind of a mature stage in the cycle. So you do start to see that flatten out a little bit. The second thing that we're seeing that is, again, a bit of a watch out is housing starts and permits, right? So housing sales have been really good, but before houses are sold, they have to be built. And before they're built, you need to get permits. So that part, so like the upstream part of housing, has started to flatten out over the last year. There has not been very much growth there. And that's just another watch out, right? So housing is a decent sized part of the economy, right? And it's the biggest single investment that people make. And so the fact that that part of consumption is starting to flatten out, again, not alarming, but you just need to be watchful of those things to see if there's an actual decline taking place in that part of the consumption. So those are two things that we're watching that we just need to keep an eye on the months ahead. Overall, the picture is positive. It's a slow recovery, but it's a positive recovery. And it's one where the economy continues to grow. But it is, there are two signs of perhaps reaching maturity. And we want to just sort of see, well, how close are we getting to that mature part, the peak part of the cycle?
Now, Urban, you've been saying for quite some time in these macro updates that you do each month that, you know, on balance, the evidence suggests the imminent onset of a recession is unlikely. And I would also agree with you, just given the data that we look at, jobless claims are still in a downtrend. They're not ticking up, which we see prior to recession. There's a number of other areas that we can look at where we don't see any major red flags. So I guess what I would ask you is, what would you be looking at in particular to know whether or not that changes, specifically if a recession is now coming closer to view? I mean, would you be looking at jobless claims? What are some of the main indicators or data points that you watch for that?
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.